I'm going to be very candid with you this morning. What I'm going to do in the message is different from any Christmas message that I have ever preached. I know that many of you, it's time for you to sit in the pew with your family, but I am going to call some individuals to come up on the platform with me, and I'll let them know what they're going to do when I need them to do it, okay? Barry, if you just come up and take a seat there. And Brian Davis, would you be kind enough to come up this morning? And Dustin, if you would come up, and I'd appreciate that. And Wayne, maybe you come up and sit beside of Dustin there, if you will. And then also Joe Cyrus. I think I saw him come in this morning. Joe, would it be an inconvenience for you to come up and be with us here? We'd sure appreciate that. This morning, as we look in Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read some verses to you. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. Luke chapter 2 and verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Every year after Thanksgiving in the Evans household, we start the normal tradition that I'm sure is the case that occurs in your home as well. Everybody starts making their list for Christmas. It's funny how people make lists in different ways, isn't it? Now, in my family, one member of the family, they tell you what they want when you're in the biggest hurry and expect you to write the list down. And they say they made a list. Another one gives us a list printed off, page numbers and internet sites and stores and sale prices, and don't buy from the front of the store. Go to the back of the store. That's where the sales are at, because they know with limited money you get more gifts. I didn't say who did what, okay? The other one, it is a fight to get anything out of them. Very vague. Just have to use your imagination and pray for the best on Christmas morning. Amen. But the problem in my household is me. I don't make lists. I am one of those strange people, and please do not take what I am about to say the wrong way. I hate to shop, so therefore I think everybody hates to shop. And really, I appreciate everything I have in life, but I am very happy with everything I do have. I'm content. So it's hard for me to say, I want this or I want that. There are just very few things in life. I'm one of those kind of people, when I find something and I like it, I don't get rid of it. I keep it, and I keep it until it's of no use anymore, because it is misery to me to have to go out and replace it. So I think everybody's that way, but that's unfair to your family. I know that, because they want to get you something nice, and they start. What do you want? What do you want for Christmas? Honey, what do you want for Christmas? Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And so I start trying to think, what do I want for Christmas? So this morning, I'm going to do something that I have never done for my family. I'm going to do it for this church. I'm going to give you my Christmas list this morning. That's right. Wrote it all out. You'll have no doubt about it. You'll know exactly, when you leave this morning, you'll know exactly what I want for Christmas. And that's what I'm preaching on. All I want for Christmas. It's real easy. There's only three things that I want. But those three things cover a lot of territory. One thing that I want is healing. Healing for all of our people that are sick. Healing for those that never go a day without pain in their body. See, as the pastor, a lot of times, people are, they're different when they face sickness. Everyone's not the same. Some people, it's very easy for them to talk about what they have and the problems they have and the sickness they have. But others, it's difficult for them to even talk to their preacher about it. Oh, they want the church to pray for them, and they know that God can move. But somehow, it's just a personality makeup of some people where that you feel like, I don't want to deprive someone of something else, and surely somebody is worse off than what I am. But oh, it's terrible for folks to face sickness during Christmas especially. Now, I know that sickness is not a result of a lot of the wrong that people do. Sickness is a result of the part of life. And we'll all battle it. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people right here this morning that there's things going on in their life that none of you know anything about, but they need healing. There's a lot of people will not be with their family this Christmas because they'll be in a hospital somewhere. We have a lot of folks that are sick and shut in that they'll not be able to attend the service this morning nor tonight because they're simply not able to do it. What do you want, preacher? I want healing for them. I know one thing. I'm not smart enough to have all the answers to everything, but I know one thing. The Bible says that when you want something, ask for it. I'm going to ask Joe Cyrus to come, and I'm going to ask him to pray a special prayer this morning for all of you that need healing. Healing is different. Some it's pain in your body. Some your emotions are broken, but you need healing. Preacher, come if you would, and I'm going to ask you to pray a special prayer of blessing on families. He serves as a chaplain in our local hospital now. I'm going to ask him to pray for all of you that need healing. All those that you know as well as I do that if God doesn't help them and give them a good day over the next day or two, they'll have a difficult Christmas. Preacher, pray for them, would you?
Let's bow our heads together. Father, we do first want to come into your presence this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. We want to enter your courts with praise.
Hallelujah.
We're thankful that we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
Oh, God,
God, we come because in your presence there is healing. Father, we need to be in your presence today, and we ask you, Lord, for each and every individual in the sound of my voice that's hurting some way. As Cal said, maybe it's not physically. Maybe it's emotionally. Maybe it's psychological. Maybe, God, it's a spiritual need this morning, but we need healing. Father, maybe it stems all the way back into their childhood. Maybe it goes back that far. Maybe the hurt is so severe and so deep that they don't even recognize where it comes from. But, God, you do. And Lord, we need to come to the source of the problem, and we need to come to the problem solver.
Oh, yes.
And that's the great physician this morning.
Oh,
God, we ask you this morning to anoint us with your presence, God. We know in your presence, Lord, we find so much. We find forgiveness, we find healing, we find power, we find peace. We find all these things, Lord. Father, I pray for each and every one, Lord. Father, I lift up Denise Patterson's family to you this morning, God. We don't know the physical problem, but you do. We ask you to anoint this dear lady with your presence in the family. Father, the devil loves nothing more to see confusion and to see pain and misery in the children of God, but we come against him by the authority of the Word this morning. He's a defeated foe. And Father, we ask you to please, Lord, build a hedge about this family, about every family here this morning. There's families, God, that have so much unforgiveness that have gone back into the past. Father, we pray that you'll reach deep, deep down in their spirit this morning. Help them to cross that boundary, Lord, that ties their family in bondage this morning. Heal broken hearts, God. Lord, you said that you'd heal our broken hearts if we'd give you all the pieces. And Lord, we give them to you this morning. God, as I ask you today to touch each one here this morning, may we step across and touch other people's lives, and especially tell them the good news about Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that he did come. He's not in the manger this morning. He's not on a cross. He's not in the tomb. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And how we praise you this morning as we continue this in prayer. Thank you for our pastor and his obedience. Thank you that we have a godly man as such we do. We love him and we love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want healing. Second thing I want is happiness. Suicides increase at Christmas time. You know why? So many people are so sad. Brokenhearted. Sadness comes for two reasons. I mean, there's really more than that, but there's two basic reasons. One is loss. Loss of jobs. Loss of loved ones. Loss of love. Loss of strength. And the other reason is loneliness. A few weeks ago on a Sunday morning, I asked that we pray for all of the widows and widowers that were in the service. You and your family, it would do you well to take time to remember those people on Christmas Day. We have many people in our church family that they're lonely. You say, preacher, that's ridiculous. They're in a church with hundreds of people, but they're still lonely. Why? Because of loss that they have suffered. A great number of people here in our congregation have lost loved ones in this past year and in years past. And that's why when the songs are sung, their heart goes toward heaven because that's where their loved ones are at. And they're lonely. And they're hurting. I'm glad the Lord can bring happiness in the midst of hurting situations. He is hope for us when we don't know where to turn. Here this morning in the service, Sister Faye is downstairs. She's the widow of one of our former pastors here. It's good to have Beth with us this morning. Her daddy served this church, Don Williams, and served this church well years ago. But many of our great, great founders of this church have gone on, and others of your family and loved ones, we've gone to hillsides and buried them by the dozens now. And you're lonely, and you're hurting. And you may feel as though they're not there this Christmas, but best of all, the Lord can be with you, and the Lord can give you a happy Christmas. I felt so impressed of God to ask Dustin to come this morning and Wayne to come with him. Dustin is representative of all of you that have lost loved ones for this past year and in years past. I'm going to ask Brother Wayne to lay his hand upon Dustin. Pray for those that need happiness through the holidays. I know that our loved ones are with the Lord and we know they're happy, but the problem is we're still left behind and we have to deal with the things of life. But God can make this Christmas a happy Christmas for them. So Dustin, as you come, we love you, brother. Wayne, lay your hands on him. Pray for him. Pray for all of those that are lonely and hurting and suffering loss through the holiday season.
Please bow your heads with me.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we could come before you, Lord, with our heads bowed, Lord. God, we know as we approach this time of the year, Lord God, sometimes, Lord, we just don't know why, Lord, things happen. But God, we know, Lord, this morning, Lord, that we have you to come to this morning, Lord. For all those saints, Lord, that have gone on before us, Lord God. For all those friends and family members, Lord, that have once served you, Lord, on this earth, Lord, that have gone to where you are now, Lord God. God, we're so thankful, Lord, for the memories, Lord, that they've left behind in our hearts, Lord, in our minds. Lord, that we can think back on the Christmases past, Lord, that all the happy times that we spent with them, Lord, and all the times, Lord, you gave them with them, Lord. God, we're just so thankful for you, Lord, this morning that we have you, Lord, to go to, Lord. God, that we could always lean upon your bosom, Lord, this morning, God, that you're always helpful, Lord, this morning, that you could always wrap us around you, Lord, with your wings, Lord God. God, and shelter us, Lord, this morning. God, we pray for the families, Lord, this morning, Lord, that are going through the times and troubles, Lord. God, when their family, Lord, is no longer there, Lord. And God, this is such a terrible time for them to go through, Lord, when those loved ones are no longer there. But, Lord, no, we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, this morning, God, that they were with you, Lord, this morning in heaven, Lord. God, celebrating this wonderful time, Lord. God, we know that in heaven, Lord, this morning, God. God, as this Christmas time approaches, Lord. God, we know up in heaven, Lord, this morning that you're celebrating, Lord, the time that you sent your Son, Lord, into this earth. God, the day when you would send your only begotten Son, Lord, to come on this earth, Lord, that you would let him come, Lord, and die for us, Lord. God, we're just so thankful, Lord, this morning. God, that we can come to you, Lord, this morning. God, we are so thankful, Lord. God, just bless us, Lord, this morning. God, touch your people, Lord. Touch our widows and widowers, Lord, this morning, God. God, as they go through this time of the season, Lord. God, it's such a lonely time, Lord, that people go through, Lord. But God, we're so thankful, Lord. God, that when we call out the name of Jesus, Lord, God, that you are there, Lord, that you will comfort us, Lord. God, you will lay your hand upon us, Lord, and say, it's all right. I'm there with you, Lord. God, we're just so thankful, Lord, this morning. Be with our friends and family, Lord, that are up there with us, Lord, this morning, God. God, we just pray, Lord, God, that this time of the season, Lord, that God, the people will grow closer to you, Lord. God, whenever they seem the lowest in their life and when they don't have no one around, be with those ones, Lord. God, those people that are just sitting there, Lord, this morning in this service, Lord. God, that don't know where else to turn, Lord. God, be with them, Lord, this morning, God. They're so lonely, Lord. God, they don't know which way to turn, Lord. But God, let them know, Lord, this morning, Lord, that they can turn to you. God, they may be lonely, Lord, and don't know where to turn.
Oh,
and they may not even see the light at the end of the tunnel, Lord. But God, we know, Lord, that you are the light this morning. You are that light that's at the end of the tunnel, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that they would raise their eyes up towards you. God, that they would seek thy face, Lord, this morning. God, if there's people, Lord, that is lost, Lord, God, may they not walk any lonely in the paths of the darkness, Lord. But God, may they seek the light that you are shining, Lord, this morning. God, we're so thankful, Lord. I can't thank you enough, Lord, for how good you've been to us, Lord God. God, I love you, Lord, this morning, Lord God. And may we receive, Lord. God, may we receive, Lord. May you be going even farther, Lord. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, this morning, Lord. God, that I could turn my eyes towards you, Lord, and just call out your name, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord. God, may we ever cry, Lord. God, we don't know the words to speak, Lord. God, you're always there, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we could call out your name, Lord, and say, Jesus, I need you, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. We just pray, Lord, this morning. God, to those people that are lonely, Lord, that they would just call out your name and say, Lord, I need you.
Yes,
and God, we know, Lord, that you are faithful enough, Lord, to come to us. Because, God, we know, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord, this morning. I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, I'm so thankful, Lord, that I have you in my soul. God, and for those, Lord, that don't have you, Lord, this morning, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, God, will come down and fill them up, Lord, this morning, God, that you will break their hearts open, God, and show them, Lord, that they don't have to be lonely anymore, God, that they can come and seek thy face, God, and bow at this altar and say, Lord, I don't want to be lonely anymore. I want to find that light. I don't want to be lonely anymore. I want you to be that person that leads me along. God, it may seem, Lord, that we may not have that mother or that father, Lord. But God, I do remember, Lord, that you said, Lord, that you would be that mama or that daddy or that loved one, Lord, that has been there, Lord, that is no longer there. But you're there to fill that spot, Lord, to fill that loneliness, Fill the hearts of our people, Lord, that are lonely, Lord, this morning. God, and touch them, Lord, on this season, Lord.
Amen.
God, we love you, Lord, this morning. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, this morning. And we ask in Jesus' name, the one that died for us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, gentlemen. Don't worry, your preacher hadn't lost his mind. Amen. Stay with me this morning. Last, holiness. Holiness. Holiness, preacher. Why do we need holiness? The Bible tells us two great things in the passage I read to you. Two ways that we obtain that. First is the promise of peace. Holy people live peaceably with one another and at peace with God. We need to pray this morning for the hearts of the people of America during this time of unrest and war. Isn't it funny how a year changes things? Somebody sent me through something several days ago about the difference between last Christmas and this Christmas. It says, last Christmas we were thinking about all the things we didn't have. This Christmas we're thinking about all the things we do have. Last Christmas we were placing wreaths on the doors of our homes. This year we're placing wreaths on the graves of our heroes. Last Christmas we were counting our money. This Christmas we're counting our blessings. Last Christmas we were digging deep into our bank accounts to find money to fly home for the holidays. This Christmas we're digging deep into our souls to find the courage to do so. Last Christmas we were trying not to let annoying relatives get the best of us. This Christmas we're trying to give the best of ourselves to them. Last Christmas we thought it was enough to celebrate the holidays. This Christmas we know that we must also find ways to consecrate them. Last Christmas we thought a man could rush down a football field was a hero. This Christmas we know a man who rushes into burning buildings is really a hero. Last Christmas we were thinking about the madness of the holidays. This Christmas we're thinking about the meaning of them. Last year we were getting on one another's nerves. This Christmas we're getting on our knees. Last Christmas we were giving thanks for gifts from the stores. This Christmas we're giving thanks for gifts from God. Last year we were thinking about all the pressures at the office. This Christmas we're just thinking about all the people who no longer have an office to go to. Last Christmas we were thinking how good it would feel to be affluent. This Christmas we're thinking about how good it feels to be alive. Last year we believed in the power of the pocketbook. This year we believe in the power of prayer. Last year we were sharing and spreading and listening to gossip. This Christmas we're sharing and spreading and listening to the gospel. Last year we were complaining about how much of our earnings went to taxes. This Christmas we comprehend that freedom isn't free. Last Christmas we valued things that were costly. This Christmas we value things that are holy. Last Christmas peace on earth is something we prayed for on Sunday morning. Now it's something we pray for every day. Well said. One year has changed a lot. And many, many this morning are not able to be with their families. And I think that as Americans, we owe them the duty to pray for them that are away from home over the holidays, serving our great country. And not only that, there is another war zone. That is the war zone of a lot of homes in America. Homes that are broken. Homes that are being torn apart. Their lives are being severed. Since we met together this time last year, we've seen many homes that have been touched by the hand of Satan, and we know the distraught, that distress that Satan brings to the lives of people and how distraught those people come. But hallelujah, the message still rings out. There is peace in Jesus Christ. Peace not only to a world that is in war, but to homes that are in war as well. And that's why this morning, Brian Davis is going to come and pray specifically for the homes that need help and healing and peace, and for our country and the world that needs peace as well, that God's hand would be upon this great nation. Brother, lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, our hearts are already touched by what we've heard and what we've seen.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
Father, for how good you are to our nation. And Lord, if we would stop for just a minute this morning and take account of what you've done for us, Lord, down through these days of this past year and the years past, Lord. Lord, we stand in awe of your power and your goodness. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. God. Lord, for your divine touch upon us, Lord. Lord, the way that you look out after us, Lord, every day of our lives. Lord, we give you such few moments in our days, but Lord, you give us 24 hours a day. Lord, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. But Lord, this morning, Lord, we want to go back, Lord, to that first Christmas and think about when the angels came and said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And Lord, we pray this morning, Father, for our nation. And Lord, we pray that prayer this morning that the angels sang that night about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Father, our nation needs you more today than it's ever needed you before. For Lord, there's an enemy out there that wants to tear our nation apart. There's an enemy out there that would like to see our nation fall. And Lord, the enemy we talk about this morning is Satan. Father, we know that our nation's in a war and has been at war for many, many years against the power of Satan. But Lord, we claim the power of God this morning. Lord, that your power is greater and larger and bigger than anything that the devil has, that the devil can throw against our nation. And Lord, the devil would like to tear our nation apart through our families and our homes. But Lord, again this morning, we pray that there will be peace on earth and goodwill toward our families this morning. Lord, there's many families represented here this morning, Father. Families that are hurting. Families that are struggling. Families that are in need of help this morning. And Lord, I pray, as everyone in this congregation prays this morning, that your power and your grace and your hope and your mercy, Lord, that is so abundant, if we but call upon the name of the Lord, will fall down upon these families represented here this morning. Lord, we pray most importantly this morning for peace to come to the broken hearts. God, there's people here this morning that are footsteps away from this altar. Just a few feet. God, that you would bring peace upon their broken hearts this morning. God, that they had opened their hearts up to that peace that you're willing and ready to give. God, that they had just take a few seconds to look at what Christmas is all about. Lord, that this morning for just a few moments that we would just stop and push the presents and push all the extra things out of the way that Christmas has become. And Father, that we would just concentrate one moment upon your Son.
Hallelujah.
That was sent into this world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Father, I pray, as we pray this morning, Lord, that you'll just expound yourself upon us in such a great and mighty way, that your grace will become so real this morning, Lord, that it'll touch the hearts of those that are here that just do not know you personally. Lord, that don't know the Christ of Christmas. And Lord, I pray this morning that that peace will be the thing that will draw them to an altar of prayer to ask the Jesus of the world, the Jesus of all time, the name above all others into their heart. Father, I pray this in the precious and blessed and loving name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holiness comes through not only peace, but forgiveness. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I know I'm in overtime this morning, but I'm going to speak to you for just 5 more minutes and we'll probably be done. Forgiveness. If I want this to be a holy Christmas, I think even as believers we have to make sure that we have done our best. And as I go into Christmas, I don't know about you, but I have to think, Jesus was willing to come to this world for me and die for me. What have I done for Him? I'm glad some of you, have already arrived to a state of spiritual stature that you never wrong others. But I'm not there yet. Sometimes you don't mean to, but you do. Some of you here this morning, you look and you say, well, I feel like I don't belong at this church anymore. I feel withdrawn. I got sick and Preacher Cal didn't call on me or someone didn't acknowledge me. Something happened in my life and they overlooked me. For that, we ask your forgiveness. If we have failed you in any way that hinders you from living for God and working for God, please forgive us. To my family, I ask forgiveness. The hours that I'm away from them. It's kind of a joke around our house. I Christmas shop on the 24th. And I thought probably you ought not put things off. And it's not enough to take for granted that your family is understanding. There's a lot of times I leave them alone. I'm gone from them. They never complain. But I'm sorry when I couldn't make it. All of your things. Our plans were interrupted. But in heaven, we'll never be apart again. I try to do what's right. Sometimes there's not enough to go around. You think your preacher don't see, but he sees when you start to withdraw. You reach out. Sometimes I don't call for a good reason. What I feel is a good reason. I feel that I may drive you in the wrong direction. Say the inappropriate thing. But I'm just being honest with you. If you used to go to church and you used to love the Lord and you used to serve God and you feel as though that we are to blame for that in some way, forgive us, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. For this, I'll pray myself if you don't mind. Let's pray. Father, forgive us of all of our shortcomings and our failures. This cannot be a holy day. Christmas cannot be a holy day. And we cannot live a life of holiness, being content that we have peace with you. But with holiness, we have peace with others. So, Father, if we've been misunderstood, I ask your grace and kindness to overwhelm the hearts of our people this morning, that they may forgive us. We love them, Lord. I thank you for my family. And I thank you for my church family. And we thank you that we're all part of the family of God. Bless us in these remaining moments in Jesus' name. And amen. I close with this morning. Our desire for you that are lost is to know the Lord. I don't know what else God could have done to prove to you how much He loves you. Some of you say, well, I'll try the Lord in time. There was a little boy by the name of Sammy, but he was slow. He didn't mature mentally like other kids. When he got to be about 14 or 15, the other kids made fun of him, called him Stupid Sammy. He was slow, but he had a heart of gold. And every year their church had a custom. they would, at the end of the Christmas program, they had a big tree, and they would bring in gifts for the children in the little country church. And even though Sammy was 14 or 15, he was always the first kid at the church. Sammy rushed to church one Sunday night for the Christmas program. His mom had a special part singing a solo in it, so he got to go early, and he searched through all the presents under the tree, and there was this enormous box. Sammy lifted up the label on it and saw his name in big letters, Sammy. Oh, he was so excited. He sat right on the front row. They got through the program and they started to pass out all of the gifts to all the children. Finally, they came to that big box last. And Preacher Joe said, "I wonder whose present this is." And Sammy said, "Why, it's mine." And he looked at it and he said, "Sammy, you're right." So Sammy ran over, anxious to get in the box, and he tore the wrapping off of it. And he lifted the lid, and the box was empty. Somebody had played a terribly cruel joke on Sammy. He wept and wept and wept for days. But as I read that this week, I couldn't help but think of those of you that's lost, that the devil's saying to you, "You've got everything you need in life, but I'm here to tell you, one day, when the gift of eternal life is passed out, you'll think you have it, but the box will be open and there's nothing inside. Your heart will be broken. The world gives you nothing that you can carry into eternity with you." Well, preacher, where do we get this gift? Hear me. God gave me this thought this week. The greatest gift this world has ever gotten was wrapped in rags. Lied in a manger, and finally hung on the tree. But thank God through that, those that are lost this morning, everything I want for Christmas, He promised in the Christmas story. He said happiness, they rejoiced when He came. He said healing, with His stripes we are healed. Holiness comes through Him, and our love for Him. Everything I want for Christmas, hallelujah, I already have it because I have Jesus. And if you don't have Jesus, you need Him this morning. The musicians will come. Brother Howard will come. And Barry is going to come just before we give the invitation. And his prayer will be for one thing. Those of you that know not God, to come to the Lord. And when he prays this prayer, Brother Howard, at the close of it, will lead us in an invitation. And if you're lost, you need to come. If you need healing, you need to come. If you need happiness in this holy season, you need to come. But our prayer is with you. Will you stand together with us as Brother Barry leads us in prayer for the lost?
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we look back on this crowd.
Oh, God, move.
Lord, we've seen faces, Lord, of people that are hurting.
Oh, God, move, we pray.
But Lord, most of all, we see the folks here that do not have You in their life. Lord, You're the greatest gift that ever came upon our life. You're the easiest gift to obtain that I ever wanted for in my life. Lord, there's folks here this morning, Lord, they feel like they're confused. They cannot believe the virgin birth. They cannot believe this, or they cannot believe that. But dear Jesus, You said that we can have You. Lord, in the Bible, You said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, impress upon these lost folks' hearts this morning. And if they'll just call upon You this morning, dear God, that You'll save their soul. And You'll come and live in their heart. And You'll give them a brand new start. Lord, there's folks that sit in this church just about every Sunday, every 52 Sundays of this year, lost. Lord, we're asking for Christmas, Lord, that You'd save their soul. Lord, that they wouldn't go to hell lost.
Oh, God, move.
Lord, we don't know what could happen over the next few days. Lord, You could call some of these folks home. It's the last message they may ever hear as they go off into an eternity. Lord, make it easy for them to come this morning. Lord, these people know exactly who I'm talking to. Lord, they haven't sat here this year without hearing the gospel. They know exactly what they need to do. Lord, and impress upon their heart that this is the day. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd grant great victory here this morning. Save lost souls in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
As they sing, will you come?